Gone Wild Audio. I thought I would do the accent challenge that's been going around lately because it looked like a lot of fun. So here we go. I've never done one of these before. Hopefully I do it right. Number one, how do you pronounce your username? That would be Lady Silvaeus. It's an ancient family name of mine. If you go back far enough into history, past all the bastards and unwed mothers and things, you'll find that in my family tree somewhere. Where are you from in the world? I'm from a little hot place called the Sonoran Desert in America. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? Wasteful and a felony. No, just kidding. It's called TPing. What is that bubbly carbonated drink called? I call it soda. I'm assuming that's what you're referring to. That could refer to a bunch of different things, but I'm guessing you mean soda. I know some people call it soda pop, but in my part of the world, we call it soda. What term do you use for gym shoes? Like I go to the gym. You're funny. I call those sneakers. Occasionally, maybe tennis shoes, but probably not. I would call them sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? I don't call them anything because they're dead. But if I did, I would call them grandma and grandpa. What do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarkets? That would be a shopping cart. Or just a cart. I would call it a cart. Like, go get a cart or put the cart back. Also, always put your carts back. If you don't, you're an asshole. I mean, in the cart area. What do you use to change channels on TV? Funny story, I do not own a TV. I do not have one. So that's not applicable to me. But if I did, it would be called the remote or the remote control. Choose any book and read a random passage. I'm currently in my recording booth, so I don't have any books near me, but my favorite book ever, I have the first line of it memorized. That would be Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. The first line of that is, "The small boys came early to the hanging," which hooked me the first time I read it. It's a great book. Highly recommend it. It's long as hell, but it's great. Do you personally think you have an accent? Of course, everyone has an accent. Just because I'm used to the sound of my voice doesn't mean somebody in another country would be. Everyone has an accent. Say these words. Okay. Aunt or aunt. It depends on the context. Aunt, envelope, theater, caught, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, route or root, depending, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally. I see you've written aluminium, but in my part of the world we say aluminum. Jif. Don't message me. It's Jif. Shut up. New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile or mobile, depending on the context, country, biscuit, garage. Say any words that come into your mind. Headphones, mouse, lamp. Bonus round. If you're up for it, try the word list in other accents. Ooh, I can do that. I can do that. Okay. I can do that. I'm going to do British. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, or tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, that's a tough one, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminium, I don't know if they say gif or what, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do a southern twang because it's fun. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, it's aluminum, you damn cretins, Jif, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. Let's see, what other accents can I do? Maybe I'll try Valley Speak. I don't know if it's really going to come through too well, but... Aunt, envelope,
theater, caught, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, yuck, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, I don't know why they can't spell over there, Jif, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage.
Ugh, my soul hurts. Let's see, do I want to try one more? Do I want to try Irish? I'll try it, and if it sucks, I'll edit it out. Okay. Aunt? No. Yeah, is it aunt or aunt? How do they say it? Aunt. Aunt? Envelope? Theater? Cot? Salmon? Bacon? Macaroon? Caramel? Foyer? Tomato? Tomato? Coupon? Herb? Herb? Pecan? Both? Again? Root? Probably? Sovereign? Lawyer? Mirror? Water? Mayonnaise? Oregano? Pajamas? Iron? Naturally? Aluminium? Jif? New Orleans? Cracker Jack? Doorknob? Doorknob? Alabama? Mobile? Country? Biscuit? Garage? I don't know how well that came through. Those weren't very Irish sounding words. What other accents can I do? I'll do Cockney. If I can. God, change gears, brain. That's tough. Okay. I have a saying. When I try to go from Irish to English and I have a hard time with it, I say I can't get the Irish out of my mouth. You guys might appreciate that. Okay. Cockney, Cockney, Cockney. How do you pronounce your surname? Okay, there you go. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminium, Jif, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. I've heard it that they either say it garage or garage. It depends on who you're talking to. So, garage. I think that's all the accents I can do. Fun stuff. All right, that was fun. Hopefully I didn't butcher anybody's accent. If I tried to impersonate you and I did a bad job, I apologize. Thanks for listening.